KTVB News Time, 7:53, 51 degrees in Longview, 48 degrees in Tyler. And a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. Time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTVB's own Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas destination south of Tyler off of FM 344. Well, you might have missed the story last week from which we learned that the Washington Post laid off somewhere between a third and half of its employees. It's perhaps the biggest one-day journalism bloodbath on record. Gone is the sports section. Gone are features like book reviews. Gone is the local photography staff. Gone are bureaus in Europe and Asia. It's the same old story. A newspaper's readership declines. Business suffers. The newspaper lays off staff. The quality and quantity of content suffers. Readership further declines. Such has been the story at iconic newspapers in big markets across the United States. Jeff Bezos, you might recall, bought the Post in 2013. He has yet to make a dime. According to reports, the paper lost $100 million in 2025. Even billionaires notice a financial leak of $100 million. Media reporting places the blame on the changing landscape in journalism and secular changes facing the newspaper industry. And certainly those things are factors. Newspapers were particularly vulnerable to the disruption brought about by the advent of the Internet. A news website can update itself on the fly in real time and push that update to your phone. A traditional newspaper must ink up a press and then load up the printed product on trucks to be delivered to the four corners of the paper's service area. Websites like eBay and Indeed.com killed the once immensely profitable classified advertising section. Those things are real, and they assuredly impacted the Post. But what the media doesn't report is that the Washington Post, like most of the legacy media industry, long ago devolved into a house organ for the Democratic Party. The paper, either intentionally or by accident, largely quit pretending to be balanced in its reporting. When Bezos tried to move the paper back to the center, he faced a revolt in his newsroom, while many of the Post's leftist subscribers abandoned the paper in a huff. Now, that's a bad combination when potential subscribers on the right have long ago written you off. But unlike most daily papers, the Post's troubles weren't inevitable. The Post has the distinction of being in the news junkie capital of the world. Two things are true about Washington, D.C. One, it's a two-party town, and two, news is consumed there at a voracious rate. Put out a product that both sides are willing to trust, and you have a business. Write off half of your potential universe, and you have a problem. This is what happens to businesses that become so arrogant as to believe that they can safely ignore the sensibilities and sincerely held beliefs of half the people in the marketplace. See Gillette and Bud Light. Even with acknowledged industry challenges, the Post is a unique institution that, by virtue of where it's located and the profile of those who consume it, had the potential to remain financially viable. Instead, it suffered for the fact that though leftists are almost always wrong, they're never uncertain. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Well, even though Valentine's Day has come and gone, the Ventners at Keepersall are still celebrating February as the sweet month. Between recognizing our sweethearts and eating chocolate, the label fits. And so each week this month, Keepersall is featuring one of its sweet wines at 25% off. The wines include Keepersall's Texas Pink Rosé and Texas Flight Rosé for you pink wine drinkers. And for white wine drinkers, Texas Chyla, a delightful white wine reminiscent of a European Sauternes. And finally, Keepersall's gold medal winning top of class Dulce White. One beautiful Keepersall Texas sweet wine per week during the sweet month of February at 25% off. Finding out more is easy. Just go to keepersall.com/sweet. You can buy online, or of course, you can try a sip on me at the Grand Tasting Room. Great weather today, so this afternoon would be suitable. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and follow the signs.